Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Most High. I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. We just continue to bless the one and only mighty Creator. He is so worthy to be praised. That's who we trust. That's who we depend on. That's who we believe in. He is Elohim. Hallelujah. The Most High God. Yes, the Most High. You will continue to hear me say Elohim, Most High, Yahweh. I love him. I appreciate him and I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him and you, those who have called in to join in on Crown Talking Drums Radio live this early Sunday morning. Some may be listening to the recorded broadcast. Hallelujah. But we're just thanking him. Hallelujah. I thank you that you decided to join us. Hallelujah. During this broadcast hour and taking this time out of your schedule because it's early. And sometimes we want to sleep in and get an extra week or two. But I'm just grateful that you joined me as we are going to talk about the Messiah. Yes, Yeshua Jesus. I call him Yeshua. Hallelujah. The Messiah. He is the anointed one. Hallelujah. And that will never change. I'm grateful that we invited him into our lives. So welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. And I thank Elohim. I thank him for giving me the opportunity in this space, in this season of my life, giving me an ability to share and encourage others with his word that is yet alive, his word that is still the truth. It gives and it brings the very life of himself. Yes, it brings him into life. He is, the word is life. That's who he is. And I'm just so grateful. And with all that's going on in the world today, we see so much negativity. It doesn't matter. He still remains the same. And we still have to give him praise. We still have to pray to him. Hallelujah. Seek his face. Yes, let's seek his face early. Hallelujah. He said, but when we seek him early, we're going to find him. Even when we hear about all the negative news going on in this world, it was already stated and prophesied that these things would be. Amen. Earthquakes, fires, floods, wars, rumors of wars, all the different things that's taking place. The enemy is rearing up his ugly head even the more, but that doesn't matter. We as kingdom citizens, we're rearing up and we're standing and getting in our rightful places, hallelujah, to take authority as kingdom citizens on this earth, hallelujah, to do what he's called us to do. Amen, amen. So if ever there was a time, hallelujah, yes, I see you probably say she says this every week. Yes, I do. If there ever was a time for encouragement through the word of Elohim, and if there's ever a time for fervent prayer, not just prayer, but fervent prayer in this world today, that time's now. So I hope you have come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you and me today, so that we can or will continue to go forth and be effective citizens, the effective citizens that he's called us to be. Hallelujah. The Most High has anointed us. He's appointed us to be for his kingdom, in his kingdom. So I speak shalom, peace unto you as we have a brief word of prayer. Hallelujah. To see what's going to take place today. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we just bless you and thank you for this brand new day. We thank you that you woke us up and we're breathing your air. Hallelujah. Yes, you gave us a mind that's in its right state. We can think correctly. Hallelujah. We don't take that for granted, Father. We just thank you that you even granted us. As you said, every day is a new day of mercy. Yes, we're thanking you for this new day of mercy. Well, we're not getting, we're not going to get, or we're not getting even now what we deserve. thank you, Father. We thank you for this new grace that comes right along with mercy, yes, where we get what we don't deserve. You are so good. You are so faithful to us. We can't praise you or thank you enough, even if we had 10,000 tongues. Hallelujah. Still wouldn't be enough to praise you and thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah for this time. Thank you for the senses that you have allowed us to have that are in operation today. We can smell and taste and see and hear so many different things that we take for granted, Father. We don't know what might happen tomorrow. We don't know, but we have to take it every day, one day at a time. We thank you, sweet Messiah. You've given another day to give you praise, glory, and honor. And now, Holy Spirit, we thank you, hallelujah. As we come, we ask that you help us. Hallelujah. You and I together encourage your saints. Hallelujah. I'm one of your saints. I thank you that you're encouraging me too. Hallelujah. We just welcome your very presence, Holy Spirit, to take over and infiltrate this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in your presence for such a time as this. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm just excited and just grateful this morning, hallelujah, for this new day, hallelujah. I wasn't sure. There were so many different things the Holy Spirit was just kind of giving me and throwing at me, and I said, okay, Father, I'm not sure where you want me to go. I'm just going to lay it down tonight, amen. I don't know what you want to do. You wake me up in the morning, I'll hear what you say then, hallelujah. So I'm grateful. He brought me right to it. When it's like when I woke up, he said, there it is. And I'm grateful this morning. He wants me to ask us another question. He always gives me questions to ask because I ask him so many questions. I'm an answering questions kind of gal. That's who I am, and I'm grateful that I am. I'm always asking the Father questions. Amen. So the question he has me to ask you, and when I'm asking you, I'm asking myself this too, because it comes to me first. Amen. Is living holy a habit for your lifestyle? Think about that. Is living holy a habit for your lifestyle? When you think about that and you break it down, hallelujah, one word that pops out immediately is a habit. What is a habit? If you think about what habits are, there are things you may have learned to do, some things we weren't born with a lot of habits that we've developed over the years. Some of the habits we picked up from being around certain people, some of the habits we picked up from our parents, or if both parents were in the home, or if we came from single parent homes, we picked up habits that we've seen them demonstrating. Amen. Some may have been negative and some may have been positive. Amen. Some of us may have seen negativity, but we would turn opposite to the total and make sure, that's not right. I'm not going to do that. I know I experienced some of that. When I seen some bad habits, I didn't want to go that way. So it habits are things that are formed. We weren't born with habits. Amen. Over the time of years, habits become part of our character, because we began to practice them for so long, or we continue to do them for so long. Amen. They become a habit. Amen. Just like I said, some are good and some are bad. Just like someone may have picked up a habit of smoking or habit of drinking. And sometimes it's so much and all that indulgence, it can bring harm to our body. Amen. And our health. My. So we want to create good habits. Amen. Habits that are effective. That's why the question the Holy Spirit is asking is living holy a habit for your lifestyle. Amen. I pray, I hope and pray that it is. And if it isn't, or we've been missing the mark some, because guess what? None of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. Yes, we haven't. And we won't arrive. We're living to hear him say, well done. That's when we hear those words, those two words, that at the beginning, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done is what we need to hear first and foremost. And then we know we've made it in. Amen. Because if the righteous are going to scarcely make it in, and we have been made righteous through the blood that the Messiah shed, hallelujah, we've been made righteous through his blood. Yes. And we have a right to come directly to our Heavenly Father. Amen. And that's just a blessing within itself. But when you think about holy, when you think about living holy, hallelujah, that is a kodesh. That is set apart, just being set apart. Amen. So is living a set apart, is living set apart a habit for your lifestyle? Is it something that you have engrafted into your lifestyle? Not sometimes, not just on a Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday or whenever you may have weekly gatherings to study the scripture. Living holy should be a lifestyle that we live every day. It's a habit, a practice every day that we want to do, that we enjoy doing, because we have the opportunity to do so as born again believers. Amen. And I'm just so grateful this morning. The scriptures that we're going to start out with is John 14 and 21. And it reads, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. My. When we love on the Father, when we pay attention to the commandments, and that's more than just the Ten Commandments that Moses wrote, that's just the commandments of living this lifestyle that was given throughout the scriptures. Amen. So many different instructions. And when I look at commandments, when you think of a commander, someone who's in the military that gives out a command, hallelujah, and those that fall up under in whatever armed force it may be, amen, in the military, whoever falls under those commands of the commander-in-chief, amen, they have the opportunity to listen, to do what's been instructed to do. They have the opportunity, but guess what? If they don't do the opportunity of that instruction that's been given, they have to suffer the consequences. That goes the same for us. When we are given these commandments, we get to, hallelujah, we get to follow them. We get to make a habit out of patterning our lives after these commandments. Amen. That's a get to. Amen. And I'm just grateful and glad that we have the opportunity, hallelujah, in this time and this dispensation of grace, hallelujah, that we're living in. We don't take it for granted that we can, you know, do this part of the scripture and not that part. Amen. The commandments, hallelujah, when we keep them, we just were given the instructions through the book of John. Amen. Hallelujah. He that loves the Father, when we love the Father, when we love his Son that he sent, hallelujah, the Messiah, Jesus, when we love him, hallelujah, we will do, hallelujah, the instructions. We will work out anything that's revealed, what's going on in us. We will work it out of us. Amen. We will do what we have to do to follow the commands, hallelujah, the commandments of our Heavenly Father. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. When we love the Messiah, hallelujah, when we love on him, his life is as a pattern. He walked this earth to show us how we can walk. Amen. His life was that pattern. Hallelujah. We want to be like the Messiah. Amen. I don't want to be like Mike. I want to be like the Messiah. Amen. Even last night, as I was sitting here and I turned the television on, I don't watch a lot of TV every now and again. I want to watch a movie or something like that. But I turned on, a lot of times I turn on the news to get the weather, and sometimes I hear other things. And really, it helps me to pray. But I don't just sit and watch the news. I'm just not it's so much negativity on it. But then yet and still, you want to know what's going on. But I'm hearing it from other people. So I'm already hearing what's going on. I'm just careful of what I put in my eye gate and my ear gate. Amen. Now that's just me. Amen. As being where I am, that's what I have to do. I'm grateful for that. But I turned on the TV, and as I flipped the channel, the wars was on. I think it was the. So I said, okay, let me see if I can watch this for a few minutes. I think it came on at 8 o'clock, and I had just turned the TV on right about 10 till. And as I was watching it, I watched a couple of things, and then I saw different people getting up, and the first person that got up, it was this guy, I don't know his name, but he started saying, God is who I serve, but his character, you know, we shall know them by their fruits. And I don't judge anybody. That's not my place. Amen. I pray. I just pray. It's not any of our places has people of the Most High, has believers, has kingdom citizens. We shouldn't be judging nobody, but we pray about everything. The scripture does say, judge ye unto righteousness in that form, but it's not where you have a judgmental spirit, where you're looking down and talking negativity. No, our job is to pray. Amen, to stand in the gap. But when that young man came up and he received the award, and I think he was some kind of show, and he even played his scene. He looked so feminine and how he was carrying himself. Even when he walked up, he was like switching and twitching or whatever. And then he got up and opened his mouth, and he said, I serve God. And I'm like, what God? See, that's why I always say Elohim, hallelujah, because so many people are saying God. What God are they serving? So many people, but even in the scriptures, when it was written in the Hebrew language, before it kept getting translated, so many translations we have out here, and changed here and changed there, but at the very beginning, Elohim, our creator said, don't change my name. He said it in Exodus. My. He quoted it. He said, don't change my name. But as theologians came in and different interpreters came in, they changed it. And then we hear God. But then you see someone that's saying they're giving, and it got the world that's so confused. Yes, because they think the God who they're serving, but their lifestyle is speaking something totally different. There's no confusion in that. None. But you're lifting up God. He said, I pray to God. And he was lifting his hands up and looking. I said, I don't. And I immediately said, click. I clicked that TV off. I didn't need to see no more. Didn't want to see no more. I was through. But anyway, we're talking about today is living holy a habit for your lifestyle. That's what we're talking about. It's just bringing in some other factors. And I always allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. I don't want it to be, I'm just the vessel. I want it to be all him, just my vocal cords. Hallelujah, as he's speaking. And whatever he brings in, amen, has examples or analogies, that's up to him. And I'm grateful for that. So I'm thankful this morning, hallelujah, as we're talking about this. Amen. He said, we will do the commandments. Those who love him, his Father will love us. Amen. Amen. And he will manifest himself to us. I need some manifestation each and every day. I need to know which way to go, what direction to take each and every day. I need my footsteps to be ordered every day. Not some day of the week, not just on Sunday or midweek. I need my footsteps to be ordered every day of my life, walking on in this journey, this holy journey. Yes, that's what it is. It's a holy lifestyle, and it's so much scripture that reminds us of that. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Thessalonians. Now I'm reading out of my scriptures called the scriptures, and it's going to read the words God. It may say Elohim, it may say Yahweh. So I'm going to read it as it's written in my scripture. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start in 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and starting at the 1 Thessalonians, that's where we're at, 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, starting at the first verse. For the rest then, well, let me bring you a little bit of history here. Here's Paul. He's confined. He's in prison. And he talks about it. You want to go back and just read some more of the chapters from the beginning and see what was really going on. I'm going to give you a little bit of history, and then we're going to go into this first verse of the fourth chapter. Paul was in prison, and Timothy, of one he trained, he was a mentor, he trained to go out, Apostle Paul. He was always concerned about the churches. He was walking in that anointing, that apostolic anointing, and his concern was for the churches. And he would send Timothy to get a report and come back. And in that third chapter, Timothy had came back to him and visited him and given him the report to let him know that the people were still believing, they were still holding on to the word, amen, and what they had been taught and what they saw them living as an example. Even throughout them scriptures, somewhere in the beginning, I believe Paul even let them know, when we came, we only came with the good news, the gospel. We didn't come asking you for nothing. We didn't come wanting anything from you. We came with the word. Amen. And that's what it should be about. We shouldn't be looking for, when we have a passion for something, my, I believe we'll do it without even getting paid for doing it. Though yet and still, we don't want anybody prostituting the gifts that the Most High have given us, what he's placed in us. But yet and still, it's such a passion at a point in your time in the ministry where he's called you to. And guess what? It's not your ministry. It's his ministry. You just get to get used in it. We just get to get used in these various ministries. They're not ours, so to speak. They're his. Amen. We're just his feet, his hands, his mouth. We're all that for him down here on this earth. Amen. So let's not get it twisted, get so caught up, my this and my that. It's all about him. Yes, we're just a willing vessel being used in his kingdom for his glory. Amen. Because we want him to get the glory out of our life, and it's his glory. Amen. But anyway, just wanted to bring up to some history, and then it breaks into this, and Timothy was given that report back. Amen. And has wait a minute. I'm going to go to probably that 13th verse there, to establish your hearts blameless in set apartness and holiness is what that means, before our Elohim and Father at the coming of our Master, Yeshua Messiah, with all his set apart ones, with all those who are holy. Amen. Now we're going into that first verse of the fourth chapter. For the rest then, brothers, we beg you and call upon you in the Master Yeshua, that as you receive from us how you should walk and to please Elohim, you should excel still more. For you know what commands we gave you through the Master Yeshua. Amen. For this is the desire of Elohim, your set apartness, your holiness, hallelujah, your holy one, that you should abstain from whoring, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in set apartness and respect. In other words, we should know, we are being taught as the taught ones of today through the scriptures. We have been taught through the Holy Spirit how we should live, how we should conduct ourselves, how we should walk, how we should talk. And the Messiah, Jesus himself, yes, he was our example. He walked this earth to show there's no excuse for us. He was perfect. He was without sin. Yet we're still in this human flesh, in this human frailty. We're apt to make a mistake. We're apt to mess up and make a mistake. But the one thing about it, hallelujah, and I can't keep doing anything but reflecting back to David, hallelujah, who was a man after a God's own heart. He was a man after Elohim's heart. Yes, he was. He was after his heart. One thing about him, he did a lot of mess up when you read it, and he was a king. Hallelujah. Anointed king. Hallelujah. But when he would mess up, if you read throughout the Psalms, he was always calling on the Father. He was quick to repent. And see, because we're in this human frail body that doesn't give us the grace, and we're living in this time of grace, that we just think we can continue to sin and continue to mess up and we're going to be okay. No, we are. That's why the question is living holy a habit for your lifestyle? Not sometimes, but every day. Let's just add that to the question. Each and every day, if that becomes the habit, things will change in your life, and you will do what you need to do to make them change. You will. And we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Messiah, for sending us the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us. He ministers us to us. He talks to us. He reminds us of what the word, what the scriptures say to us. That's what helps us walk this path. That's what helps us walk this journey, act out this journey, have a habit of living holy. You know, a lot of times they would think that holiness, living a holy lifestyle, is just what you look like on the outside. I heard that so much. I would see people that would call themselves or have the faith of being holiness or holiness, whatever, and they don't want jewelry, and they don't, you know, some of them, they don't want to even smile at you. What kind of love is that? They don't wear jewelry. They don't wear makeup. I'm not condemned. You can look at me crazy if you want to. What's on the inside of me, in my spirit, that's what's going to make it in. Not this flesh, this old temple body going to fade away. It's going to dissolve and back to the dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The real us, our spirit man on the inside is what's going to go before us. We know that Elohim, he is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. He's a spirit. And the real us is our spirit man that's on the inside of us, who the Holy Spirit himself communicates with us. He communicates in our spirit. Hallelujah. He may talk to our mind, hallelujah, relate things to our mind, hallelujah, in our thought processes, but he's communing with our spirit. Amen. That's what's going to be saved in the end. Our spirit, it shall, hallelujah, put on the immortality and corruption, all that's going to be done away with. Amen. So we're thankful, amen, for how he's moving in us. So we have to work, hallelujah, anything that's not like him that's trying to possess us, it's got to go. Each one of you should know to possess his own vessel in set apartness and respect, in holiness and respect. We must know. Paul was talking to the people at Thessalonians, the Thessalonica, however you say that word. But this scripture is for us today. This word was written for our instructions and our learning today. Nothing's changed. Our Father hasn't changed. He's the word. Hallelujah. He inspired men to write this word. Hallelujah. For our instructions, for our learning. We're still learning. None of us. I don't care if we're 80, 90 years young. We're still, if we have the ability to read and listen to word or whatever, we're still able to learn. I love learning. You never get too old to learn. Amen? Amen. Fifth verse, not in passion of love, like the nations who do not know Elohim. See, the world who doesn't know him, they're going to go after that kind of stuff. They're going to lust. They're in darkness. But see, we're in light now. We've been brought into the light, into the kingdom of light, no longer darkness. Amen. So the commandments, hallelujah, that we get to keep, hallelujah, is what we're learning through the scriptures. Amen. Sixth verse, not to overstep and take advantage of his brother in any matter, because the master is the avenger of all such, as we indeed said to you before, and earnestly warn. In other words, don't take advantage of your brother. If you see your brother or your sister and they have something that you're not supposed to covet what they have first and foremost, you're not supposed to covet. We have to work to get what we have. The graces and the favors on everybody's lives is different. Amen. When it comes to business matters, don't take advantage of nobody in business. Amen. If you do, that's going to come back on you. Come on. We don't want to take the advantage of nobody in no kind of way. Amen. Let us just, hallelujah, work that out. If there's any times or any habits that we form that's not of the Most High, we need to work those things off of us and out of us. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here and in us to help us. seventh verse. For Elohim did not call us to uncleanness, but in set apartness. We're not called to uncleanness. Amen. We're not. We have been called to be set apart. We are, hallelujah, saints. And that, what does saint mean? Set apart. We are the set apart one. We have been called as saints of the Most High, set apart to fulfill his will on this earth. And we can't fulfill it in our own strength. We need the Holy Spirit to help us every second of the minute, every minute of the hour, every hour of the day, every day of the week of the month, every month of the year, year after year, that he allows us to breathe his air on this earth while we're walking this earth. We need him. We need him. We are his set apart ones. Saint. And I'm just here reminding us. And if you didn't know that, just helping you to get that more clearly, who we really are. We must know who we are and whose we are. We've been sealed with this Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. And because we've been sealed and seared, it's like it's been burned in us and on us and upon us. Once we know that, it's not hard for us to do the word. It's not. Some people think, oh, it's so hard living. No, it's not. We can make it hard because we really don't want to give up certain things or don't want to stop certain things. You don't have to make yourself do it. As you spend time in the presence of the Most High, ha, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes. When we spend time in his presence, I love his presence. He's in our presence all the time, though, because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all the time, at the same time. Yes. So he's always a constant. Amen. And I love it. Hallelujah. He's always letting me know he's right there, even in the time of when things or situations try to frustrate or aggravate. Hallelujah. Immediately, the Holy Spirit, I hear him. Amen. That's how we should be walking, saints. That's how we should be walking. We trust him. We believe him. We rely on him. We depend on him for everything. I don't just go to him when I'm at a point of need. I'm going to him when everything is good because tests are going to always come. Trials are going to always come. Hallelujah. But be of good cheer. He's already overcome this world. So because he's an overcomer, we're an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eighth verse. Therefore, what is that therefore? Because Elohim doesn't want us to live an unclean life, but a set apart life. That's there for that. Amen. He who rejects this does not reject man, but Elohim, who also gives us his set apart spirit, his Holy Spirit. So if we're rejecting living a holy life, we're not rejecting man. We're rejecting the Most High. My. Come on, let's think about that. That's what that's just an instruction that was just given. You can read that in the King James Version. You can read it in the Amplified, whatever other version you want to read it in. It's going to say the same thing. I'm reading it out of the scripture that put the Hebraic names back in place. Some of them are four letters, but I know what they mean, and I just read them out in the English. Amen. Some of them are the word Elohim. Amen. So I'm just thanking him and grateful for him that we want to form the habit of living the holy life. And I'm not saying you and I are not right now, but this is a reminder for such a time as this, where we're living in, the time that we're living in, with so much going on. And as we continue to live, we're going to see even the more. But we can't let it catch us off guard, saints. We have to stay on the wall, amen, of prayer. Man ought to always pray, not faint, not lose heart, give in and quit as a coward. No. We must always pray, stand on the wall. That's what we've been called to do. That's part of our lifestyle as believers. You have some who are called to intercept, who are called to be prayer, called to prayer, but yet still have saints and believers, we must pray. We're called to pray too. May not be that specific calling of intercessory, but yes, we do. We intercede. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Another scripture that was given. Hallelujah. Very familiar passage. Amen. We're peculiar. You probably know where I'm going. Amen. We're going to flip on over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2 and 9. It says, and I'm breaking into it, yes, but you are a chosen race. I'm reading out the scripture, reading a little different. A royal priesthood, a set apart nation. Set apart means holy. Kodesh. Kodesh is the Hebrew word, and holy means set apart. That's what Kodesh, holy, set apart. All them are the same thing. Amen. A set apart nation, a people for possession. And other translations say a peculiar people. Amen. We have been sealed. If you look up the word peculiar, it means special. Hallelujah. We are a distinct people. Yes, we are. We are set apart. Yes. And I'm grateful that we are distinct. And our actions to show that. Hallelujah. We should be working to achieve that. Amen. That holiness, that habit. That should be a work. We're different. We're not of this world. So we should be different. We shouldn't be blending in with the world. We should, when people look at our lives, they should see a difference. Because we've been sealed, hallelujah, we're peculiar, yes. We're set apart, we're holy, and that should display in our deeds, in our actions, the words that come out of our mouth, amen. We're called to be peculiar, to stand out from the rest of the world. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Has living proof that his power, of his power and his love. When all kind of chaos is going on, people should be able to look at, how are you so calm? I've gotten that several times in different work environments. At the company where I'm at, been there almost 35 years. But in different areas, I've gotten that. How can you remain so calm? They don't know on the inside I'm racking, but the Holy Spirit is helping me. He's helping me to keep it calm and keep it moving on the outside. I've been able to do that. Didn't even recognize that. But other people recognize that thing. They looking at us. We're the salt of this earth. We're the light of the world. And I probably keep saying it. I may say that all the time, every broadcast, I may say that. But that's who we are. We need to continue to be reminded, apparently. The Holy Spirit he's telling me, so he's telling you too. Hallelujah. Remember who we are and what we've been set apart to do. Bring glory and honor to his name. We can't do it if we're going to fit in and everybody else arguing and we arguing too. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. We should be the peacemaker in the situation or just have a hush mouth when all kind of bickering and everything like that is going on. We shouldn't be getting involved. In that way, we should be getting involved praying under our tongue, praying under our mouth, praying under our breath. Hallelujah. If that's me. If we have to step away and go somewhere and pray. I've done that. Went in the bathroom several times and prayed. My, or the restroom at work. Just praying. Come back, the atmosphere shifted, reshifted. Amen. Whatever it is, we have to work on to achieve. Hallelujah. Most of us don't work to achieve that, but we should. We should be as saints. Amen. Because you can be around your fellow brethren and your fellow sisters and you see areas where they probably need to come up. But you just pray for them. Sometimes if the Holy Spirit says say something, you need to say something. Amen. We don't have time to sugarcoat nothing. Time is winding down. I mean, I was hearing that when I was a young girl. But the evidence, you can really see the writing on the wall. The Messiah is soon to come. Ready or not, he's coming. Amen. And even he prayed a prayer. for the people. He was praying for the disciples in John. That prayer, I'm reminded of that prayer, John, I think 17, the prayer that he prayed over the disciple as he was departing. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. See, we're not of the world. We have to continue to keep that at the forefront of our minds. The Holy Spirit would help us to he will help us to remember that. We're not of this world. Hallelujah. And the Messiah prayed that to the Father, that he would keep the evil from us. My. Keep us from evil. In other words, us not going to the evil. Not going and putting our steps in the evil. Because we can make choices to do that. Amen. This life down here is about choices. We're going to choose the right thing or the wrong thing. And anytime there's a choice to be made, the scripture also lets us know there is always a way of escape. But sometimes we're not in that place spiritually to hear. Or if we're hearing, we're ignoring it and we keep on going. And then guess what? The command that was given, we didn't take heed to it. We have to deal with the consequences of it. But even in that, when we deal with the consequences, we don't have to beat our head. There's no condemnation to us. Amen. We're in Christ. We're in the Messiah. We're in him. Hallelujah. There's no condemnation. Now there is no condemnation to those who walk uprightly. All we have to do is repent. Repent from our actions and go. Repentance, true repentance is repenting and going in the opposite direction and not looking to repeat that again. Amen. That's what repentance is. But then again, if you do repeat it again, repent again. There's going to come a time where you're going to have to stop it. For real. For real. Amen. I'm just grateful this morning that that question came. Hallelujah. Is living holy a habit for your lifestyle? And because we're peculiar, even when things try to come up and overtake our bodies, we have the authority to tell it it's off limits. You're treading on according to the word of the Most High. That you, whatever you are, you don't belong in this body. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You don't belong here. We have to take and use the authority that we have. Anything going on in your family that doesn't belong to your family member, pray. We have to believe that. Amen. None of this belongs to when the enemy comes in to infiltrate. We know our Father. He's a great creator. He allowed all things. I mean, he created good and evil. He's the creator of it all. But he doesn't put evil on us. It's here. He's the creator. It happened. He knew it was going to happen. Even with the fall of man, he knew it was going to happen. He created all things, and yet he said it was good. And evil was still creeping. So evil's still here, and it's still going to be here. But when sickness and all those different things come upon, they don't come from him. They just don't. He doesn't put sickness on our body. Now, sometimes things we do can bring it. It can bring it on, and some of it's just an attack from the enemy, and we're tested in those areas. Amen. We're either going to fight with the word, amen, according to his word, and tell the enemy, you don't belong here. You don't belong in my family, my money, my finances, my health. You don't belong here. Even the ministry that he called us to, when an attack comes to the ministry or whatever, the enemy does not belong there. He has to go. He has to flee because we belong to the kingdom of the Most High. And in him, there is no evil dwelling. There is no wickedness. It can't stay there. It has to go. It has to go. Hallelujah. We command it to go in the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus. In his mighty name, we command it to go. Hallelujah. And that may seem peculiar, but that's what we have to do. That's different. Yes, it's a little different. We're distinct. We're different, and we can do that. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks is weird about it. It doesn't even matter. I was even reminded, even doing this, talking about holiness, I was reminded of that revival that took place back in the 1900s. What was his name? Samuel, the preacher. a black preacher, even if, you know, this Black History Month, about to close out in Black History Month, but even that revival that was in Los Angeles, California, I think it lasted for like 9 years or so on Azusa Street. My. It was so powerful. People's lives were being changed. I think they end up calling it the Pentecostal revival because so many people, you know, the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room and received the gift of praying in other languages or praying in tongues. My. That's what was taking place on Azusa Street. People were being delivered, set free. Healings and miracles were taking place. My. That's what the Father's calling us to, this holiness, this lifestyle. Because his word should be manifesting itself. Healing, manifesting, miracles should be taking place. Even now, the revival that's going on and taking place in that college university in Kentucky. My, that's another reminder. But see, the revival has to first start within us as individuals. We must be revived, hallelujah, in order for the sparks to take place, for the flames to take place. There has to be an awakening in us, individually, and then collectively, we come together. My. It's just amazing. It's just amazing what the Father is doing right now. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what test you may be in right now, what trial may be trying to come over and overtake your thoughts and your mind through your processes of what you, it doesn't matter. Because who has it in his hand? He's given us the mouth and the word to speak against it. Amen. We have been separated to him. We are holy to him. And so it matters what we do day to day that's going to make a difference, even in that test, even in that trial that seems like it's about to overcome us. But it won't. It can't. Because the overcomer is on the inside of us. We've already overcome. We just read that scripture. Amen. We've already overcome. Amen. We're not of the world. That's part of that. It's saying the same thing. We're not of this world. Amen. We're overcomers. Because he's overcome the world, we're overcomers. And we're in him, we overcome whatever this world tries to throw at us. And that's a blessing. That's just a blessing to know that. It just brings so much joy and enlightenment when we know that. Amen. Hallelujah. So our conduct, hallelujah, should be ordered by the word. And the promptings of the Holy Spirit we need to pay attention to. When he tells us to have the hush mouth, we need to hush it up. Amen. We don't have to prove any point to nobody. We just be. Let's just be who we are. Let's just be who he's creating us to be. All of us are different. Yes, we have different personalities, but he wants to fine-tune our personality. He wants our personalities to be, to grow and change to his way, to his will. Amen. Even if we're hard, a person that, you know, just state what you got to say. I've always been one to give my opinion about, not my opinion, but he's nurtured that and yet nurturing that. That I'm not giving my opinion, but his opinion in the matter, in a bold way. Amen. I've always been bold. I think I kind of picked that up from my mother. She, whatever she had to say, she said it and didn't go back. But guess what? The Messiah was like that. When he walked this earth, he said he went into a situation, said what he had to say, and went on about his business. He kept it moving. Amen. My mother was like that. And I think that kind of came, I got that from her. I would see her. She didn't explain herself. She said what she had to say and went on about her business. No explanation needed. That's how we have to be. However our personalities are, the Father, Holy Spirit would take those things, train and mold them, shape them, so we can be effective kingdom citizens, so we can be effective in the kingdom with those things. Some people might have looked at it as a negative, but the Father turns it around as a positive, and it helps to build the kingdom. It helps. It does. I see in my own life, and I know if you're thinking and reflecting in your life, some things that you can see that he's using that may have been a negative. You know, you may have thought it was a negative, but he's turning it around for a positive. Amen. Hallelujah. So many things we have to help people see that about themselves. As I even minister sometimes to my son, the Holy Spirit helps me to help them minister to them in those areas where they think it's a negative. That's not a negative. My, look at what the Father is doing in that through you. And then just don't ever even see it that way. We have to look in the mirror at ourselves. I look in the mirror a lot of times. What I'm looking at is really not the real me. This is just that outer course that the Father gave me. The real me is on the inside, but it's portraying outward adorning, outwardness. It's showing outward in my attitude and the way I do things, the way I talk. Amen. And if I mess up and say something wrong, I'm quick. I ask the Holy Spirit, help me to be quick to get it right. We need to do that as saints. We don't need to harbor anything. Don't let anything go. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Anything that you've done wrong, and if he wakes you up and you did, because sometimes I have, so I know I'm not the only one, so I know you have too. You let the sun go down on your wrath, but he graced you with a brand new day, and I was ready to get it together. I know I was. Let's not keep harboring that, because that can bring bitterness, strife, envying, and all that kind of stuff, and we are not of that. Amen. We are not of that. We are holy, peculiar, set apart individuals. Amen. And we're practicing that habit every day. We're living that habit every day of our lives. 24/7, 365, some years 366 days. Amen. That's what we should be doing as saints of the Most High. That holiness is a habit of our mind that should be our mind. Of one, being one with our Creator. Amen. Turning away from any ways that this world tries to, you know, make us form as a habit, so to speak. We want to live in agreement with our Creator. Amen. I know I do. And holiness just doesn't come by accident if you think about it. It takes action. Amen. To be something, to do something, that's action. Those are action words. So to become holy and to form that as a habit and lifestyle, it takes action. Amen. It takes action. And that action is coming in agreement with the covenant of the word, the command that the scriptures instructs us over and over and over again with. Amen. It's turning away and coming to action words. Those are action words. I love it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It requires a decision. That's where your mind comes into play. We have to make decisions because we're making them every day. And when we're making wise decisions, that's making wise decisions. When it's lining up with the scriptures, our decisions line up with what the word says. That's making wise decisions. We make wise choices because we're making decisions each and every day. My husband used to say it all the time, and I still say it. Make decisions that's going to put you, and I hear him saying it to me a lot, make decisions that's going to put you ahead of the game. And in doing that, you're not getting over on nobody. We just talked about that in Thessalonians where Timothy was encouraging. You don't take the advantage of nobody. You don't do that. You don't covet what nobody has. You don't expect people to give you a handout. You have to do what you have to do to make things work. Amen. Whatever you have to do to change the plan. Because we always make the plan, but still the Father is the one who orders our steps. Amen. Amen. So becoming holy is a decision as well. It's a decision in that starts in the mind. We take action to go forward in different areas. We may be missing the mark in some areas of our life where that area is not consecrated and set apart to our Father. Amen. That's what living this holy life is. Our bodies are temple of Him. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart. There it is. And acceptable unto Elohim. That's the reasonable service. That's the least. That's our reasonable service, to present our bodies to him. Amen. When we think about the words that's being said, don't just spew them out of our mouth, but meditate and hear what they're actually saying. Words are power. They're life. Amen. And that's all I come to bring and encourage us with today, is life. Amen. That we would live for such a time as this. Time is winding down. It's winding up. We don't know when the Father is going to come. He can come in a moment. He said he will come like a thief in the night. In other words, when a thief is coming, you don't know they're coming. So you have to stay prepared. This lifestyle, this journey we're walking as kingdom citizens, we must stay prepared. Amen. We must live holy. Make it a habit for our lifestyle. That's who we represent. We represent holiness. The word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Our Father is holy. Amen. It's so wonderful. Holiness without shall no man see who? The Most High. The King James may say the Lord, but that's the Most High. Though a lot of different names were changed. We talked about that. In different English translations. But I take it back and I share it the way it should originally be. We're still talking about the same person. Our heart is in the right place, but I'm still coming with the Hebrew name. And I'm just so grateful this morning that we're making a decision today to go forward in any area that we may be falling short in. Because as we stated earlier, none of us have arrived. We're still working out our salvation, our soul salvation. And our soulish realm is our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what the soul is. Your thought processes, your actions, your will, and your emotions, which go with your will. All those line up together. That's our soulish realm. And the Father wants to train that with the Holy Spirit. That's why we have the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're always going to have the Father with us. He's always going to be with us. He's everywhere all the time at the same time. And the Holy Spirit is living in us. And the Messiah was our example to pattern our lives after, as we saw him walk the earth and what he did. He said those things he did, we should do even greater. Amen. So we have to love our Elohim with all our heart, keeping his commandments. And he'll continue to show his love to us, manifesting himself to us. That was one of the first scriptures we read, John 14:21. My. I want him to manifest himself to me in even the more powerful way. Amen. Amen. And when we continue to honor him, continue to acknowledge him and follow his commandments, he'll do that. He'll pour himself out on us like never before, just like he did on Azusa Street. Yeah, just like he's doing even now in Kentucky. My. I am opening up the lines. If anyone has a comment in reference to, I don't know, my computer like stretched out all the lines. If you have any comment in reference to the message or a prayer request, amen, I would be more than happy to pray with you for you. Any comments, any prayer requests? Hallelujah. Okay, let us go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time of reminding us, hallelujah, to live a holy life, to make it a habit each and every day. We thank you for the reminder, Father. You're so faithful. You're so good. Hallelujah. You love us so much. You keep encouraging us in your word. And we thank you for that. As we go about this day, those who may be going to the various church meeting of fellowship, going into the building, Father, we thank you. Those who may be online on Zoom, connecting in online, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for what you're going to say unto us even the more today. We just give you praise and glory for what you're doing in us as individuals and what you're doing in us as a collective body of believers as we practice holy living. Hallelujah. It is our lifestyle, and we thank you. You coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. You said, holiness without shall no man see you, and we thank you for that. We want to see you. Hallelujah. In the end, we want to win. Hallelujah. Because your word says we've already won. So we want that to manifest in our lives. As we go about this week, we thank you for going forth before us in all areas. Hallelujah. Straightening out every crooked path, smoothing out all the rough edges and the rough places. We thank you for that. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us, and we shall be led and guided. And it's in your name, hallelujah, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all glory. Hallelujah. I speak his shalom peace. Hallelujah. Go in his peace. Set apart one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.